Millennials tend to be a generation that is really desperate for validation. And since they can't get validation from being good parents, since they're raising iPad kids, the only way to stroke their ego is by going back to what they were raised with, which is body shaming.
Apparently, Gen Z is like aging really rapidly.
Why does Gen Z look so much older than their age?
Because according to our friends in the New York Times, Gen Z believes they're aging like milk and it's not a good thing. Y'all, why does Gen Z look a lot older than what they actually are and millennials look a lot younger?
Respectfully, you look like you're pushing 45.
45?
22. Yeah, shocker.
I'm not 36. Do I look 36?
I'm 39, and I thought you were at least 10 years older than me.
No, but seriously, why does Gen Z look like they have 5 kids they need to pick up from school, and I still look like I haven't graduated?
Why are the young ones looking so much older than they are, and us oldies looking young?
Thought that all these Gen Z's mad because I look good and they look old.
I'm 34.
Hello, I'm Salem. Welcome to my Chanel. And I'm actually 15 years old. I've just been alive for 700 years. Boy, can you guys like not right now? Hello everybody, it is me, Salem, and welcome back to my Chanel ASMR commentary. How are you guys doing? I have been amazing because I just celebrated my 25th birthday, which whoever said that your 20s is the best time of your life was a liar, and I'm going to sue you. Happy birthday. I didn't ask for backup vocals. Yes, I'm 25. I already know that some of y'all are about to comment. Oh, you're 25? You look like you're 63 with 3 divorces, on your 4th marriage, with 5 kids, with 2 different dads. But like, not in a bad way, you know? Aging is a privilege, okay? In fact, I cannot wait to die. Whenever a woman wants to feel confident and comfortable in their skin, the internet has to make a trend to make them not do that. The internet be like, self-love and acceptance. But then when people start doing the self-loving and acceptance and sing, they're like,
who do you think you are?
Recently, there was a picture of Kylie Jenner that was going viral around the internet. So many people were absolutely vicious with this photo going viral on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. Kim Kardashian looks 10 years younger than Kylie Jenner. She looks twice her age, and she is only in her 20s. It's aging her face drastically. So my question is, since she can't literally be a clone unless they knew she was going to die, who is this version of Kylie? Girl, what the? Kylie Jenner is 26 years old. Let's be very honest. What does 26 even look like? I feel like us as a society has spent way too much online to the point where we have gotten so used to seeing older celebrities like Kim Kardashian and J-Lo age in a way that they look stuck in time, forever beautifully 30 years old. And I genuinely believe that this is warping our mind in how we see aging. And with this TikTok that went viral of Kylie Jenner, it kind of started this trend where some narcissistic millennials took this as an opportunity for them to ego stroke and make TikToks talking about how they look so much younger than Gen Z and that they get mistaken for being 12 all the time still. Whenever I go to the bar, they deny me entry. They'll only serve me apple juice. It's not my fault I still look 11. You guys look your age. And that's fine. It's okay. Many of the millennials who are participating in this weird trend right now look their age. And it's kind of created this really weird domino effect where now people ask how old they look, either seeking validation or seeking advice as to what they could possibly do to stop looking older. And the comments each time are brutal, filled with body shaming and ageism, a literal cesspool of degeneracy, telling these people that they look terrible for their age and they should be ashamed for that. And the majority of people who are commenting these nasty things are millennials.
Millennials tend to be a generation that is really desperate for validation, and since they can't get validation from being good parents, since they're raising iPad kids, the only way to stroke their ego is by going back to what they were raised with, which is body shaming.
Which honestly explains why age preventing trends are being catered to a younger and younger audience each year.
Like 5-year-old kids run to Sephora for retinol to avoid aging as soon as possible, even though they're literally just fresh out the womb.
But even then, when people participate in preventative aging skincare or Botox or filler, they're still shamed. It's like you can't win.
To age or not to age, that is the age old question, and we are going to deep dive into it. So get undressed, get into bed with me, grab some tea or coffee or Red Bull or Dr. Pepper, I don't know, and let's get into it. But before I deep dive into the world of millennials being delusional yet again, what's new, I have two sponsors for today's video. You know how sometimes you go to a family gathering and they start asking you uncomfortable questions such as, are you still dating Brandon? You can't choose your family, but you can choose the right doctor. And that is why we have ZocDoc. ZocDoc is the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not talking about like two doctors, we're talking about thousands and thousands of doctors that you can choose from. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you, instantly book appointments with them online, so you don't have to wait like a year and a half to be seen. I have PCOS, and prioritizing my health has been really difficult until I finally got my hands on someone who was willing to listen to my health concerns, and you can too. So go to ZocDoc.com/Salem and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Salem. Speaking of prioritizing my health, many of you guys know that I recently have been on a health journey. I'd be drinking water and I'd be at the gym, but nothing has made my health journey more enjoyable than having music, especially with my Raycons. Raycons offer amazing audio quality at an affordable price. Raycons optimized gel tips are literally made to fit in your ear and stay there. I love the fact that there are earbud tap functions so that I don't have to reach for my phone every single time. There is an awareness mode, which is really, really nice when you're in a busy area. But my absolute favorite is the fact that there is a noise isolation mode, which helps because gym music just, it's such a flop. And you don't have to sit and bear the cringy music that you hear at the gym either, because I have an offer for you. Go to buyraycon.com/salemtovar today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/salemtovar. buyraycon.com/salemtovar. Part 1. Does Gen Z look old, or are we just brainwashed by beauty standards?
Even though we have progressed as a society to acknowledge that many times these trends do more damage than they do good, we kinda, in our caveman brains, don't care. As we have advanced as a society, so have our problems. And with this, beauty standards and beauty trends have definitely gotten more complex. The beauty standard and makeup trend is kind of the no makeup makeup look, looking effortlessly and as naturally beautiful as possible without looking like you have any makeup on. And in order to achieve this look, it comes along with a lot of expensive skincare, very strict 25-step skin regimen that you have to do morning, noon, and night. When you look at some of the icons and the very famous celebrities that Gen Z are obsessed with right now, it's all people who look so perfect and, how do I say, stretched out. A lot of this kind of centers around avoiding looking your age as much as possible.
The normalization of getting your eyebrows tinted, your lips blushed, Botox on celebrities and influencers has kind of warped our brains into not being able to properly distinguish people's real ages, because no one looks their age anymore. 40-year-olds no longer look 40, they look 30. And 20-year-olds no longer look 20, they look 16. Or sometimes 25-year-olds look 30. It's not only that we can't tell people's ages anymore, human faces no longer look normal. Everyone and everything is so enhanced. It's warped our brains so much to the point where many, many people associate only super clear influencer skin, super stretched out, face lifted to the gods type of faces with youthfulness. So simply because you don't look like this, then that must mean that you're old. What's considered old isn't even old. 25 is not old. 30 is not old. Many people actually do look their age. It's just that we're used to seeing a certain face being associated with youth. And it's really messed up our minds to the point where the preventative measures that people are now taking is even affecting Gen Alpha. Where now there is something called Sephora kids who go out and buy stuff that's like really expensive for them to also avoid the signs of aging on their face, even though they haven't even been on planet Earth for like a year. In a really strange way, I feel like it's kind of devolved into a weird competition amongst women of all ages. And one of the age demographics that I feel like has been affected by this the most are millennials. And their competition is apparently Gen Z.
So I got all these Gen Zs mad because I look good and they look old.
I'm 34.
Millennials tend to infantilize themselves a lot. They are obsessed with being quirky and being a small bean, and also, I don't want to adulting today. It's very strange how obsessed they are with youth. So honestly, it's no coincidence that they're projecting the way that they view age onto Gen Z. I have seen very brutal comments of millennials just straight up being cruel and mean to Gen Z for how they look, not thinking how negatively it can affect the younger generation. Because of the rise of people being obsessed with being told that they look like a fetus, even though they're like 32 with 10 kids, people are now terrified of looking their age to the point where they're going on the internet and asking strangers, "How old do I look?" And every time the comments are terrible. There is a TikToker by the name of Chelsea Lay who went viral a while back for asking, "How old do I look?" Which is something you should never ever ask the internet. "I'm 39 and I thought you were at least 10 years older than me. I'm 44 and I thought you were older than me. I'm 36. You look a little older than me, I think. I think it's your style, though." This creator is around 30 years old, so not even millennials are safe from other millennials. It really do be your own. If you look at this woman and you think that she's 40 or 50, I'm afraid to tell you, you've been brainwashed by social media. And she's also a stay-at-home mom, so I mean, girl, the gray hairs early. Valid. I don't even have kids and I have gray hairs, except mine is just from years of mental illness. This person looks their age, by the way, but it just so happens that we're used to seeing 35 year olds who look like this because of so much plastic surgery, filler, and Botox that are done well. The only reason why a lot of people are commenting such nasty things and being like, "Oh, you look 70 or whatever," trying to be all cute when that's not cute to comment, is because nowadays, the beauty standards for youth are just different. The beauty standard for youth is full lips, a small nose, very tight, tight, pulled back skin to the point where it literally looks like a face mask. Look how young I look. And here's the crazy thing. What is considered looking young in today's standards will change in another decade. Just like in the past decade, teenagers looked like this, and this is what was considered looking young back then. Now, I hate to do this. I know we have come far along in this video, but I have to say this. Gen Z, they do look older, but not in the way that millennials are making it seem. Gen Z doesn't have completely white hair with crazy bags and wrinkles. It's literally just the fact that it's their style. Part 2, Gen Z, Millennials, and the Generational Curse of Body Shaming. Right now, Y2K fashion with Gen Z is super huge. To their outfits, to the makeup, even to the hair. Gen Z looks older because of the stylistic choices that they make, which is often associated with older trends and older people from back in the day. And many people criticize this type of fashion choice that Gen Z makes because they're like, "Why aren't they dressing for their age? Why aren't they dressing like teenagers? Why aren't they dressing like preteens?" Well, the thing is, I personally believe that this is a result of living in a society that has pressured young women and men to grow up as fast as possible in a very toxic way. Preteens are no longer dressing like preteens because they don't exist. It was labeled cringy when I was younger, to wear clothing from the brand Justice, which was for my age demographic. It was considered cringe to watch kids shows. It was considered cringe to listen to certain artists that were literally made for my demographic. In a really weird way, I feel like Gen Z was shamed into growing up. And it sucks because now we're being shamed for not looking young enough. There is another trend that is happening on Instagram and TikTok of people saying, this is what a 40-year-old or 35-year-old or 25-year-old looks like without Botox and filter. And the whole point of this trend is to normalize aging, normalizing having what society calls flaws, and normalizing being in love with aging. But unfortunately, the responses are really bad. Thanks for the reminder to wear SPF, moisturizer at least. Women need to age gracefully, and then when they do, it's still not good enough. So at this point, no one can win with looking their age, looking younger, doing preventative things to avoid looking older. Literally, all of this is just the villainization of aging. It's literally just rebranding body shaming. At one point, we are going to push the beauty standards of aging so much. We are going to rip out our brains and put it into an AI machine and then just freeze our bodies at 13 years old so that we can slay at 100 years old. Like, what is going on? It makes me really sad to see generations, especially older ones, repeating the same cycles that they themselves went through when they were young. Millennials themselves grew up in an age where everyone was body shamed. EDs were encouraged. Just so many toxic things that it honestly baffles me that many millennials don't see that they are now completely projecting these same things onto Gen Z. And not only projecting it onto Gen Z, but also making it into a weird competition just for a fast ego stroke. And honestly, that's really crappy. As much as many people hate Kylie Jenner, I feel like Kylie Jenner is a perfect example of how these toxic beauty trends, of how older people criticizing the younger generation on how the younger generation looks, pushes the younger generations to get surgeries, to get Botox, to become more self-conscious, to become body dysmorphic. Kylie Jenner was a little girl who was aging normally, who was in a world that was telling her that she needed to grow up already. Why didn't she look like her other sisters? Why doesn't she have big lips? Why doesn't she have curves already? Even though she was just a child. And then when Kylie did get lip filler and did get surgeries and all these things, she's just too fake now. What is it that you people want? I don't get it. This is a cycle that will keep on continuing and continuing until one of us stands up and says, this is enough. This is unhealthy and this is incredibly toxic. And it sucks to see millennials doing the same exact thing to Gen Zers.
And I know what some of you are thinking. Well, we're just saying that Gen Z looks old, that their makeup style makes them look old. You can't compare it to someone actually body shaming Kylie Jenner and pressuring her to get lip filler. It's not the same, except it is. Trying to make someone feel bad for the traits that they possess, or trying to make them feel bad in order to elevate your own self-esteem. It's the same thing, and it's just as damaging. Saying that someone looks old isn't bad, because first of all, there's nothing wrong with being old or even looking old, but it's the intention and the principle behind it. If you're telling someone that they look old out of spite or because your intention is to make them feel bad, to make yourself feel better, yep, that's body shaming, and it's just as wrong, and it can still negatively affect young people's self-esteem, which can lead them to make choices that can really deeply affect them physically and emotionally, such as starting retinol at age 12, which can severely damage a child's skin barrier. But what do you expect when they're growing up in a society where all the older people around them are telling them that they look older and that they need to do something about it because it's bad? And if you're listening right now and you're a millennial that's like, well, actually, we're trying to deter Gen Z from using filler and Botox and retinol because that's what's aging them. Well, the tone and delivery and the fact that many of you guys are participating in trends that are putting down other people who are in Gen Z completely ruins that message and that quote-unquote pure intention.
I rarely see millennials make videos or TikToks or comments about, you don't have to ask for reassurance from strangers on the internet, just do you, you're cool and unique the way that you are. No, instead they comment stuff like, actually, you do look way older. In fact, you look older than me because I'm sexy and you're not. If you yourself know how awful it feels to be shamed for how you look, why would you push the same narrative onto the younger, impressionable generation? We blame Sephora kids for buying skincare and retinol at an early age, yet we are the same people promoting these messages that be careful with aging and looking your age is even worse. No, it's not. Conclusion. Everyone is going to die and look old and shrivel up, and it is what it is, so just accept it. If you're a young person watching this, and if you have been deeply affected by beauty standards or certain toxic millennials pushing this narrative that looking younger is better, just know that that's a lie fed by capitalism and sexist patriarchal beauty standards. You're allowed to age however you want. The majority of millennials romanticize staying young because they don't want to #adult. I don't like adulting. I'm just a small bean. No, Kelly, you're literally 30 years old with 5 kids. It's time to act your age, and there's nothing wrong with that. The reason why aging is so demonized is because when people say act your age or look your age or whatever, they assume that it has to do with being automatically boring and miserable, which is such an American way of thinking. In many other cultures, aging is seen as beautiful. Getting wrinkles is seen as beautiful. It shows your wisdom. It shows that you have lived life and that you have lived life to its fullest. Meanwhile, in America, you're avoiding looking like you've gone through life. It's very, very strange because you're taking the human experience out of the human. And the human experience is not going to be this easy gondola ride. It's not going to be all cakes and cupcakes and rainbows, okay? It's messy, it's difficult, it's stressful, it's traumatizing, but it's also beautiful and hopeful and cool. And I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, I would love for my life story to be written all over my face.
I have gone through a lot of darkness in my life, a lot of trauma, a lot of horrible things, and also a lot of chronic illnesses. I have PCOS and just so many other health issues that I have gone through, and honestly, I don't care if it shows up on my face or my body, because genuinely, it's like my battle scars, and it shows that I'm able to persevere and that I'm still alive. That's one thing that really bothers me when it comes to this really ageist trend. No one ever puts into consideration of people's health issues, genetics, what they've been through. Some people have lived 1,000 lives by the time they turn 20. Some people have lived only a little bit. Life experience is so different for everybody, but it's still valid and they're still beautiful no matter what they have gone through and how it shows up on their face and body.
Being a part of the older generation means you have to bring hope and love and excitement to the younger generations, and I genuinely think that putting more effort into toxic trends like this is directly doing the opposite. Alright guys, that is it for today's video. Thank you so much for watching. If you watched the entire thing, comment down a duck emoji down below so I know that you watched the entire thing. Make sure to like and subscribe and press the notification bell down below so you get notified whenever I upload. Also, comment down below what you think. What are your opinions on this topic? And I'm already preparing myself for many, many ageist and sexist and rude comments down below saying, more money I get, so keep it coming. If you guys don't know this, I have a podcast called the Salem Tovar Podcast on Spotify, on Apple Music, literally anywhere. So if you want to hear my podcast while you're doing the dishes or something, I don't know, go ahead and follow me on there and follow me on my Instagram at @SalemTovar_ on Instagram. I post PCOS content on there and I would love for you to join my journey. With that being said, I know I always end my videos with giving my followers a task to do. And honestly, the only task that I give you guys for today is to genuinely look at yourself in the mirror. Imagine yourself old and accept it. All right, that is it for today's video. Thank you again for watching, and I will see you in the next video.